The news in brief. New York City police have surprisingly struck the cradle of the anti-Wall Street protests. Police arrested over 100 demonstrators and tore down their tents in the city's Zuccotti Park. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has defended the clearing operation. Afghan elders known as the Loyal Jirga are set to discuss the future of the U.S. military presence in their country. They will start negotiations on Wednesday. President Hamid Karzai says the delegates will be consulted on a strategic pact over whether the U.S. should keep its troops and bases in the country. A new poll says more Afghans fear for their lives on a daily basis despite the presence of foreign troops in the country. The Asia Foundation poll says more Afghans believe they've fallen victim to violence from foreign forces. The UN has reported a 39% increase in violence across Afghanistan this year. In Yemen, heavy clashes have erupted between anti-regime protesters and forces loyal to embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh. The clashes took place in the southern city of Taiz and the northern village of Arhab. At least one person was injured in the violence. Saleh's forces have also shelled residential areas in Taiz. Filipinos have rallied to oppose a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Police stopped the protesters from reaching the U.S. Embassy in Manila. They also condemned a decades-old military treaty between the two countries. Clinton's visit is to mark the 60th anniversary of the treaty. Iranian students have formed a human chain around a top nuclear facility in the central city of Isfahan. The protesters around the uranium conversion facility condemned the IAEA's latest report that alleges Iran uses its nuclear capabilities for military purposes. They also denounced the U.S. and Israel for ratcheting up threats of attacking Iran. Gunmen in eastern Turkey have attacked a bus carrying Iranian tourists. 8 people were injured in the attack in the city of Arcesh in Van province. The bus was carrying 40 Iranian passengers. The gunman opened fire on the vehicle after the driver refused to stop. And lawmakers from Thailand's ruling political party have proposed a possible shifting of the capital city to prevent further chaos by flooding. Experts say Bangkok, built on swampland, is slowly sinking. Over 560 people have been killed across the country, Thailand's worst floods in half a century.